Steve, before we talk about Sunday, you've made another signing, a young man from Northampton, Ivan Toney. You've had a look at him, presumably enough of a look to say we'd like to see a bit more.
Yeah, he trained with the 21s and Peter came back and said, yeah, very good player. And yeah, so we're going through the signings and he actually joined in the first team yesterday, held his own very, very well. So I think for the development squad, a good signing.
You mentioned it there, the development squad. Is that what he's for? I'm just thinking about this time last year, they brought in a young kid called Perez and we all thought, well, he's one for the future.
No.
And he ends up scoring goals in the first
team. Yeah, no, this is definite for the development. But you never know. We want to fast track people and if they're good enough, they'll be training with us. So we'll keep an eye on him. He's got experience already in the Football League, scored goals. Needs filling out a little bit, developing, but I think we've come in and not so much the message to me, but certainly as club overall is maybe, have we, our academy players are from around here and local, do we need to also improve our academy, our 21s, our development squad, and do we need to look outside the area to do that? And I think we've done that now. On a couple of occasions, so that's something that I think a club policy that we'll take forward.
In terms of your senior squad for Sunday, obviously Paul Dummett's had an injury problem, Colo very well documented injury problems, Cech Tioti, the likes. Are there any definite no's for Sunday in terms of your squad?
I mean Dummett, Cabella, Riviere, who unfortunately he came back and felt his knee again after Monday, Tuesday sessions. And so he's gone over to France and maybe we'll look and maybe have an operation on his knee and meniscus. So they're definitely the ones out. The others have trained and been with us most of the week and are there challenging.
Sunday, you must be looking forward to it. I mean, you've done an awful lot in the game of football. But you must be really, really excited about the prospect of something.
I'm excited about any pre-season and the season starting. But this one especially, because it's Newcastle United and it's 50,000 people and it's the first home game. And, there's been lots and lots of talk during the summer, lots of upheaval at the end of last season. And it'd be good just to go, you know what, here's a nice clean sheet of paper, here we go. Everyone starts on zero. Everyone's got a chance. Let's go. So I think a bit of a relief for everybody, not just myself, but the players, the fans, the whole club, the whole town must be thinking, well, finally, last season's gone. And next season, now we can start to cheer or moan about that.
2006 is your last working in the Premier League. I don't know if you were ever asked this when you were appointed. Did you ever think, I mean, we all back ourselves, and think that we're good enough. But did you ever think, maybe, I might not manage again or be a head coach again in the Premier League?
No, I didn't, because, as you rightly say, once you're kind of in football, and I suppose kind of growing, and you're right, a rapid kind of rise and manage your national team, being assistant, and then to manage it was a huge privilege and a huge honour. And unfortunately, that didn't work out. So, absolutely, it's a case of getting back on the bike and going again. And I think the key thing for me was having the experiences abroad. Mm. They've been fantastic for me. And coming back into this country, I think, and I've spoke to other ex-England managers, who, after England, it's very difficult to manage in this country again. I think you have to go away to come back, and that's what I've done. And I've come back, and I've with many good people around me, got into a situation where I'm back in the Premier League with one of the biggest clubs in the Premier League. So I'm absolutely delighted with that. I thought that was hard work getting back. I think it's going to be doubly hard work going forward now.
A lot of people are making a lot of the fact that it was 9 years ago. I was thinking to myself the other day, Premier League football seasons are a bit like smartphones. Every year they get a bit better. Every year they get a bit glitzier and a bit more glamorous. They cost a little bit more money. But essentially, the 2006 model does exactly the same as the 2015 model. You know? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the same product, essentially.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I found throughout you know, football and throughout the leagues, you know. And, you know, a couple of years in the Championship, and how much that has developed even in a couple of years has been unbelievable. But experiences abroad, different leagues, having to adapt, and this is just another one, having to come back and adapt to this league. And, you know, for me, it's back in England, it's back with players I know inside out, and I know every team, and it's kind of not like going abroad and starting again. It's familiarity, and I think that's given me an advantage in coming back, and hopefully just using all my experience, really, just to help this football club, help this team and help this city, try and get a bit of success.